You are listening to the Prepared Patient Podcast with Dr. Jennifer Genty, where we discuss what it really takes to heal your body with the simple tools, resources, and mindset to get you there. I am determined to show you the reality of navigating the medical space as a patient, caregiver, and loved one so you can be empowered and take back the most precious and important asset of your life, which is your health. Let's get ready, comfortable, and get started.
Hello, warriors. Hello, healers. I want to welcome you to this episode. Whether you're watching this on YouTube, the video format, the video version of this episode on YouTube, or you're listening to this on the Prepared Patient Podcast, thank you so much. Today, I want to take a few minutes to discuss the significance of detoxification and why I think every single human being should detox, right? Whether you are healthy, sick, you have a diagnosis of cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, you have gas, bloat, digestions, not working properly, or you want to lose weight, or you have frequent infections, sinus infection, you have allergies, food sensitivities, acne, skin issues, like all the diseases, all the diagnoses, all the illnesses, they all can benefit from detoxification. So I use an analogy in terms of demonstrating to my patients the significance and why we need to detox. And that's the dirty water analogy, which I'm going to go over with you. Now, if you are interested in joining me for my group detox program that we are launching next week, April 16th, 2024, at the time I'm recording this, the last day to register for the group detox program is so you can get your kit and the recipes and have access to the program. Please do so if you're interested. I myself detox for 3-4 times per year, and this quarter as I'm detoxing, I would love for a few of you guys to join me, a few of like-minded individuals to join me, because I know when it comes to detoxification, there are so many misinformations out there, so many myths. Maybe you've detoxed in the past and you weren't successful at it. You experienced tons of side effects, Alzheimer's reactions, flu-like symptoms. Hopefully after watching this video, your view on detoxification will change. And if you're interested in going through my detox program with me as a group, we're doing it as a group, then I would love to have you, because I am certain that you will feel amazing going through my detox program, because everything's included. You'll be guided by me. We have weekly Zoom meetings, so therefore you'll never feel alone. You'll be able to have access to a functional medicine doctor to answer any questions, to address any issues. You're going to be monitored, and then everything's included. All the herbs are included. All the recipes are included. All the meal plans are included. I have one product in my detox program that will blow your socks off, that will give you tons of energy, motivation, concentration, that will literally change your mood, so for you to be successful at this detox, and that's my BME. All right, so let's get to the dirty water analogy. Ready? So this is us when we're born. Maybe we have a little bit of toxins, but when we were born, we would have all these diseases, all these issues, right? Like, you weren't fatigued and tired as a baby. You didn't have major skin issues or major weight gain as a baby. So therefore, your body, so the cup is our body, so your body was stronger than it is now. Over time, as we go through life, we are exposed to certain things, and that's when we start becoming sick. That's when we start experiencing symptoms. So this is us. This is a healthy baby, a healthy body. And then we start living. So these are the toxins. So we have a few toxins entering our bodies, right? Just a few, not a lot. So probably felt a little tired. Maybe you had some sinus infections. Maybe you had some, slight minor aches and pains. And then you keep pushing through. Maybe you went to your doctor and you were tested and the blood test was normal. But as you go through life, the more exposed we are, the more the water becomes dirtier and dirtier and dirtier. So the dirt is the toxins. See how I'm putting toxins into our bodies? Now you might be saying, well, Dr. J, where am I getting these toxins? You are getting the toxins from the food that you eat, the water that you drink, the personal care products that you put on your skin, your household products that you use to clean your house, your laundry detergent. You're getting toxins from dental work, getting toxins from medications, getting toxins from over-the-counter meds. So as we are living life, we are exposed, we're not feeling our best, our bodies become weaker and weaker. So then you have all these toxins in here. Remember, we start with a clean cup. Now you have all these toxins in here. And then this body becomes a body that has tons of inflammation, a body that is tired all of the time, a body that has sleep difficulties, a body that has unbalanced hormones, a body that has fatty liver disease, high cholesterol, diabetes. Again, all the diseases and conditions that I mentioned at the beginning of this video, this is the body that's not functioning properly. And what do? We wake up one day, we realize that we're not feeling our best, we'll go see our doctors. And hopefully, when you go see your doctors, they're helping you identify the cause. But at the end of the day, the best thing for us to do is to really remove the things that we've been exposed to. So, if you have infections, the pathogens are producing toxins as well, endotoxins, biotoxins, mycotoxins. If you are on medications, then your liver might be overwhelmed with all the chemicals that are coming to the liver, and your kidneys might have issues filtering the chemicals. So over time, those toxins stays in your body, and your body will try to fight as much as possible. But as we know, the more toxins we get in, if we do not empty the toxins, your body is going to be weaker and weaker, and that's how we get disease. In order for you to be sick, you have to have toxins. Toxins will lead to inflammation. Inflammation will lead to disease. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, menopause, estrogen dominance, cancer, cholesterol, acne, your hair's falling out, you have major acid reflux or colitis, it doesn't matter. Toxins is the first thing that started the disease. So what you need to do, right, on the regular, specifically now, since COVID happened, you have to remove some of the toxins. If you have received the vaccination, any vaccine, whether it's the flu vaccine, the DTaP vaccine, the pneumonia vaccine, the shingle vaccine, the HPV vaccine, the herpes, like it doesn't matter, the COVID vaccine, you have to make sure you remove these things out of your body. So what you need to do is to detox. So when you detox, right, you're going to detox. So this is the liver is responsible for all three phases of detoxification, and your kidneys are filtering all these toxins. So you need to empty. Now, the first time you detox, you're not going to get rid of all the toxins. That's why we need to detox 2 to 4 times per year to really get some of these, majority of these toxins out of our bodies. We live in a toxic world. We are exposed continuously to toxins. So we cannot put ourselves in a bubble thinking that one detoxification per year is going to do it. Multiple times. Again, that is why I'm inviting you to join us in our group detox program so I can show you how to do it properly, so I can give you the tools and the resources. And then when you do it again, it'll be rinse and repeat, and all you have to do is purchase the product. But if you miss the group detox program, you still can join the detox. You just have to reach out to us, and then we'll tell you how to do so. You'll see all our links, all our information down in the show notes. We also did a masterclass. I did a masterclass about detoxification to heal your body, to lose weight, to decrease inflammation, and to feel your best overall. So you'll see the link for the masterclass also down in the show notes. But yeah, so this is the dirty water, right? So we just, so you see all the toxins, again, from your food products, infections, bacterial infections, allergies, food sensitivities, herbicides, pesticides, glyphosate, BPA, heavy metal toxicity, dental work. If you've done x-rays, imaging, so you drink the dye, the contrast dye, you also have toxins. Again, if these things are not coming through the ground, out of the ground, it's not nature based. So that means it is toxins, all right? Because last time I checked, the toothpaste that we use was in nature, right? The deodorant that we use, if you purchase it at a place like Walmart or Target, these deodorants, they might not be as safe or as natural. Right now, companies are getting smaller, I mean, smarter in producing products that are safe, that are natural, but still black. We have a long way to go. Excuse me. So this is your body. So again, we wake up one day, we can't sleep, we have difficulty sleeping, we have brain fog, we have fatigue, we have, aches and pains, we have headaches, we have ears, nose, and throat situation like allergies, sinuses. We have gas and bloat, acid reflux, or we're constipated. Now, constipation is huge when it comes to holding on to toxins. You got to go to the bathroom every day. So then what we did, you have to detox. Like, I really don't care what you have, how strong that you are, how healthy or sick, you have to detox. Now, I'm not sick and I detox because I am aware that I'm exposed to toxins. I am aware that I'm not a unicorn, the food that you either eat, the supermarket you go to, or I probably go to, all this in the environmental toxicity that you're exposed to, I'm exposed to. So I have to make sure that I'm keep staying ahead of the game by detoxification. So this is it. So when you detox, use herbs. We use herbs in our practice. I'll make another video to go over what we use in our detox program, but it's all not herbal based Chinese herbs. We also use products to pre-tax, right? Because a lot of people are not pre-taxing. That's why they are having reactions to detox. You got to set the foundation. You got to address the energy issue. You got to address the brain issue. Because if you don't and you go to detoxification and then those toxins are coming out of your cells and your body's not ready for it, guess what? More brain fog, more headaches, more tiredness, more body aches, and then what, relax symptoms, and then we stop, we got scared, we stop, and then we never really give our bodies the opportunity to heal because we started the journey, we felt unwell, and then we, you know, we step back. So this is the body. When you detox, okay, you remove the toxins, so you have a body that is somewhat stronger, right? The more toxins you removed, the more you allow your cells to thrive, to grow, to rejuvenate, to repair, to restore, because they're not packed with toxins. They're not full with garbage. They have less inflammation. They're able to go to work for you and produce energy. So when you detox, it is very beneficial for all organs, all tissues. It's beneficial for all human beings. All right. So what we do now, you're going to put back good nutrients, semi less toxic nutrients. So that's it right here. So we're going back. We are building a body that is strong again, a body that's going to work for you, a body that's not going to give up on you, a body that is thriving, a body that's giving you the energy, the weight loss, the improved mood, the motivation, the concentration, the hair growth, the less headaches, a body that's really working on giving you cognitive function, a body that's giving you flatter belly, a body that's giving you beautiful, brighter skin, more stamina, more vitality, like you can get up and go and get work done. So this is it right here. And that's what you want. Now, you're still going to have toxins. As you can see, I have some toxins floating around, but it's not as bad as it was before. All right. So detoxification is vital if you want to thrive, if you want to not just go through life, but enjoy life. Detoxification is important. Why? Because you got to remove before you put back. Why? Because you have to cleanse. Like when at your house, you have a garbage can. Do you just keep dumping things in the garbage can? You never empty it? Of course you empty it. You have to empty it at least twice a week. So that's why detoxification 3 to 4 times a year is vital now than ever. If you want to have the life that you desire, if you want to not go to menopause, you know, struggling, if you want to not just get the latest diagnosis, if you want to, how do I say this, wake up every single day with energy and feeling amazing, you have to detox. All right. So again, at the time I'm recording this, we opened the door to our group detox program where I will be guiding you for a period of 3 weeks. Everything's included. So if you're afraid of detoxification, this is a program for you. If this is your first time, this is a program for you because you'll be under my care and the program is only $650. Everything's included. We're going to do challenges in that program. All that training is included. So if you're interested, join us. You can reach out to us. You see the link below to go and look and sign up, and then we'll reach out to you and tell you the details. The last day to register for the group detox program, it's April 12, 2024, because we got to send you a kit and the BME product, and then we get started on April 16th as a group. Tons of support, tons of monitoring. I mean, it's amazing. We're going to do it as a group. We're going to feel amazing. I'm going to be there every single step of the way to help you. All right, so detoxification is imperative. It is vital. So many people don't detox. And the people that are not detoxing, those are the people that get sick and sicker and sicker and sicker every year. Those are the people that are wondering what they are doing wrong, when in fact, they're probably not doing wrong. They probably woke up one day and decided to change the diet, and they did well on the diet for a few weeks, and then they plateau. So when you detox, you have to remove before you can add anything. That's the analogy. All right, so thank you so much for listening to this episode, watching this episode. And again, if you're interested, let us know, and I'll see you on the next video.
Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for listening to this episode. Do me a favor, if you found this episode valuable, informative, and resonated with you, please share, subscribe, and leave a review. If you have any questions and need further assistance, you will see all of our contact information in the show notes below. Send us any questions you have, and then we'll be more than happy to help you. Until then, stay tuned, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.